Yeah, no, I just wanted to make that point very quickly about Syria, because we hear about aid workers being kidnapped and killed, and you know, and I thought, well, that's, you know, that's just atrocious. Why would, you know, these people go there to help, and they're being kidnapped? That's, you know, that's horrible. And it sounded like, because those cases are highlighted, it sounded like these are the only people, they get targeted. Okay. Oh, look, there's a Western person. We'll target them and we'll kidnap them. And then I read a more in-depth report, and all of a sudden, well, it turns out people disappear there on a daily basis. Lawyers, journalists. It's basically like being back in East Germany. So anyone who, you know, photographers, anyone who could report on the regime, anyone who could possibly have, you know, have an adverse opinion. They disappear. People disappear. They go to a cafe, and some hooded men might turn up and drag half the group of your friends away, and that happens on a daily basis. And then they disappear for years, and that's how these people live. And that doesn't get reported that much. We just hear about the Westerners who disappear, you know. And then I find out, oh, actually, that's their reality, which is horrific to live like that.
So the I think the difficult thing with media then, the more it's reported, the more numbed we are to it, or the more we just sort of perceive it as being a problem somewhere else, and not, you know, and not something in our lives, kind of thing. But if you don't expose these things in society, then you know, people are oblivious to them happening. So you've got to sort of get that balance right, haven't you? So you know, people have been talking about the 50 Shades of Grey, and how there's now a mainstream depiction of bondage stuff going on, and how you were saying that the bondage community originally were saying, "Oh, yeah, but this isn't an accurate depiction of what we do," kind of thing.
You know, so don't try so that.
So it's like a taboo gets broken, and then society as a whole then gets comfortable with those ideas, like the first time a black person and a white person kissed on television, or the first time two characters were kissing that were gay men, and these things were tremendous, you know, taboos that were broken at the time, and then they become sort of mainstream, and then society then accepts, you know, homosexuality or mixed race couples and things like that, and so some of these taboos being broken down is a good thing. So people becoming desensitized to the shock that they had about those things.
So the media can play a good role in that respect as well. In terms of,
it's very manipulative, isn't it?
It is, yes.
And as you say, it's then done for cynical means to try and grab headlines, trying to grab, you know, page views. You know, it can be done very cynically. It can be done very cynically, but it's also, it's a good thing, isn't it, to break taboos?
So it can be a good thing to show that, but as you, the examples you just. You just mentioned, so that would be a good way to get it into. And that's, I think soap operas do that a lot, don't they?
Yes.
They show those kind of things and try to bring those in into debate and but on the other hand, it can also be a bad thing, because we were talking about films and how they depict sex, for instance, sex scenes, and you know, when you look at it, and it's just the way that this looks best in a film, doesn't mean that this is what actually happens. So, and if you wouldn't know, if you're a young person, you don't know, you look at that and you think, you know, or in its extreme form, pornography, you look at that and you think, all right, this is how it's done. This is what I have to look like.
These are my expectations.
This is how it works.
This is the expectations of me as a sexual partner.
Exactly. So it works both ways.
Mm. But I think it's good that awareness is raised and things that were taboo become less taboo. You know, it's good to have things like The Last Leg on television, where you get to see somebody who's got some deformality in their in their physical in their physical person. You've got that that comedian that goes around who's who's got cerebral palsy or something. And
what's her name again? Francesca something or other. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, well, I can't remember. Miss Wibbly Wobbly Woman, I think she calls herself.
Yeah,
Francesca
something, yeah.
So I think it's great that these things become, you know, the taboos taken out of them and stuff, but the horror of people, you know, of people being decapitated or raped, you know, those are horrific things, and we should never become numb to those ideas. And it's good that there's debate about these things, you know, and it's good that, you know, people are thinking about, you know, what constitutes rape, what doesn't, and you know, and it's good that people are up in arms about hostages and beheadings and stuff like that as well. So I don't know, but yeah, let's not be desensitized to it by being overexposed.
Yeah, no. I think it'd be very difficult to get desensitized to that sort of thing. The only other thing would be possibly violence on television, or you know, when you play games, when you say young people. I mean, there's always this debate: do they become more violent because they play lots of violent computer games or not? You know, when they think that that's real. And I always used to think, well, possibly just because you're playing that, surely you know you're just playing and you can't go out and do that in the real world.
Yeah, so you think they think it's normal, and that's what it is. It's so normal. The more that you're exposed to such things, the more you think that they're normal. So yeah, you see some gay couple kissing on television, you know, you see that again and again and again, and then you realise, and then you think, oh, that's normal, it's perfectly okay to be gay, it's perfectly okay to have mixed race couples or whatever. So that becomes normal. And then you see lots and lots of beheadings and rapes and things like that on the news, or you know, paedophilia and child kidnappings, and then that becomes normal, and then you think that that's a normal way of, so that's
that's the problem, isn't
it? So you by having by depicting it too many times on the television, it becomes people start to think it's normal, you know, by depicting, you know, fantastic sex the way that Hollywood depicts it makes everyone think that that's completely the normal for what sex will be between two people that have just met or whatever the night, you know, that same evening, you know.
So we should not be
And you know, and they'll think it's normal to have sex on the first date and, you know, and all this stuff. So the more you see it, the more it becomes normal. So
we should not be exposed to all the horrific things that we get shown on the news on a daily basis, because we will get, so from what you've been saying, sounds like we will get desensitized then.
So we do get desensitized by it if we see it so much.
Hmm.
So as long as it's always wrapped in the message to say, well, this is really wrong, you know, and that's, and you know, I'm sure news organizations do tend to do that and make it seem like it's really, you know, it's really, you know, they will have lots of opinion about, you know, how terrible this thing's happened and all this stuff. Whereas I think, you know, with 50 Shades of Grey, some people seem to think that the stuff that's been depicted in the film is saying this is what a normal relationship should be like between a man and a woman, and you know, so it's like, it hasn't been correctly framed as saying that this is a dysfunctional. This is an example of a dysfunctional relationship. So let's all. Whereas, you know, when you see that a report of somebody being beheaded on the news, it's very clear that it's seen as something wrong.
Okay.
So it's having the right framework, I guess. But yeah, as you say, the more you see it, the more normal it becomes, and the less impacting it becomes.
Okay, well, we're running out of time again. So
sorry, I've rambled on.
No, that's fine. Interesting.
Thank you for letting me be on your boo.
Well, thank you for coming on. Okay, thank you for listening. Bye.